You're on with Archangel Michael.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Archangel Michael, everybody. I have a question, but I would like to make a comment based on what you just shared tonight, and it's the fact that I was conscious of my fifth dimensional state of consciousness and operating third dimension, but I didn't put it the way you put it. So now I know, I'm aware of it. I would like to talk about a tetrahedron, a creation, and this is related to my fifth dimensional state of consciousness. So there was we had a call a few days ago, and this is my last creation. I want to go to Cuba, trip to Cuba. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4 triangles. The first one on the left is my masculine, and I put, I want to go, I deserve it, and I believe it. The right one is the female, so I put an enchantment, certain, and excitement. And the third one on the top is about the thing that I want. So I put flight ticket and a house in the beach and resources to live there. I was wondering if you can make a comment about this triangle, the two aspects, male and female, and the thing. Is it correct? The way we
yes.
Yeah?
Now. Yes. Now, I would like to add to that. You were very precise in the mechanics of your creation. You have learned a lot in this last year about creating precisely and creating diagrams that help hold that in your conscious awareness. Now, with what we have been discussing this evening, I ask you to step out of the mechanics of your creation and step into the energetic templates that you hold within this creation. Just as you can operate in multiple time sequences, within the present moment, you can operate in multiple dimensional realities also. So how you are going to be more effective in your creations, if you tap into the energetic templates that we have been discussing and not see it from a mechanical standpoint, but from this vast energetic creation that you have at your disposal. You have these energetics at play, and there is a lot of movement that is taking place in your creation. So you need to get in sync with the movement of the dynamics of the energetics. The presence of the Lords of Light, who are masters of energetic fields and creating those fields within certain levels of consciousness of humanity. So just as you were precise in the mechanics of what it was that you were wanting to create, now get into the flow of the energetics so that it manifests with ease. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know. It's fascinating what you're. But I don't. I don't want to keep you with me only. But can you define a little bit the flow of the energetic? So I bring every few days the creation of this tetrahedron to the seventh dimension, sixth dimension, fifth dimension. And the seven light template and the 10 ray magnetic down to the fifth, and I bring inside the creation. So I use the 5, 6, 7.
Yes, you do. So
yeah.
What you have to do is when you are using it.
Is this the flow of energetic you're talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about the flow. I'm talking about the energetics.
Okay.
So it's in feeling it in your mental emotional body, feeling it in your emotions, how those energetics are flowing and being infused into your creation.
Okay. Yeah, more clear now. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much. Wonderful.
You're very welcome.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
Hello, Michael. This is Mark.
Yes, Mark.
What I would like to have, if it's possible, from you is an example of taking something from the seventh dimension and using that, bringing it down through the sixth, and using it in the fifth to create something that would be of value, not only to myself, but to others. I'm having a little trouble understanding how to downstep, if you will, from something that is so vast as the seventh and bringing it down into the fifth.
Yes, there is a vast component to the seventh dimension, but there is one template that you have within you now, one light template. And that light template is composed of two things. It's composed of, first of all, your awareness of self as divine, pure creativeness. Do you see that? That you are
Yes.
pure creativity. So that one template alone opens the door to your ability to create with your thoughts and emotions within the unlimitedness of that creativity, because that is who you are, and that template is what that seventh dimension is, that portion of the seventh dimension. So when you take that pure creativity, the energetics of that, sit for a moment with me and feel the power and the fluidity of that one energetic template. Pure creativity, divine creativity. The massive flow of that. So it has to be directive. That massive flow of pure creativity has to be directed. So with your intention, you direct it through the sixth-dimensional template that you have retrieved, one of the templates. There are many more. And that has to do with the magnetics and the stability. So not only are you pure creativity of the seventh dimension, you have a stability and a magnetic force applied to that that then can be transmitted into your fifth-dimensional state of experience. Do you see that?
I believe I believe I'm beginning to get an idea, a better idea. I just see so many opportunities to create things, and I'm trying to come up with something that is practical in my own life that would be of benefit also to others. Using the creativity, you know, the vastness of the creativity that I see in the seventh, and now let's try to find something that's more practical to use in the environment in which we all live, not to go and come down into the third dimension, but to function from the fifth dimension.
Fifth dimension, yes. So it's in that stepping down mechanism that you refine it. And when you refine it, you see all of these possibilities, but you choose one to experiment with and to put into play. And as you put it into play, because you are in that fifth-dimensional time sequence, you can alter that at any time. You can expand it. You can take away from. You can delete it and choose another one as you are experimenting with it, as you bring it into a more physical state of fifth dimension. And here is where that playing field is benefited through the dynamics of that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation and the mechanics of it, where you can diagram it with one triangle, two triangles, three triangles, how many, you can use a tetrahedron. But in that way, you have a focused intention that you can focus on in the fifth dimension, but still have in play those vaster light templates of seventh and sixth dimension, because you've compressed it and made it usable in the fifth dimension through the rays of creation.
I believe I'm beginning to see this. It is just taking a while for me to go and
it's a lot to comprehend, right. It is a lot to comprehend because the vastness of these three dimensions. It's so in opposition to that third dimension, which is very rigid and static, stable, but yet very linear. There is no present moment. But in the present moment of fifth-dimensional time sequence, you can create again and again and again. You can expand instantaneously.
Yes, I see also what you are showing me as I am listening to your words, and that is very helpful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hi. Archangel Hello. Michael, I have I would really like to have a little more clarity, or I thought I had clarity, but I want to make sure. For a long time, I've been working with the violet fire to transmute energies. And so my habit is I transmute the energy, then I multiply it, and I send it back with the into the space that the energy came from. And the excess, I ask for it to be transformed into seventh dimensional infectious joyous love and sent into the crystalline water grid to be shared. Am I missing the step down process, or is there a missing part that my consciousness has not been aware of, and it's just been...
Well, yes, there is that missing part, because okay. It helps you to define more precisely and create from that pure creativity that you are. So in that stepping down mechanism, you become very aware of those three light templates. Actually, there are four templates, including if you include the magnetic field, that is you have access to from your personal energetics. The violet ray of transmutation is a wonderful ray because it transmutes a lot of negativity and brings it more into coherence with the higher vibrations of the multidimensional sequences. But it would benefit you greatly if you just, I'm not telling you not to use this violet flame because it's a very valuable transmutive flame, but now we are asking you to get into your pure creativity of who you are, recognizing more of yourself as that multidimensional creator. So yes, you're missing a big piece of yourself.
Well, alrighty then. wow.
Because you are always seeing this as outside of you instead of seeing it as being the pure creator. And that's what's held in that seventh dimension. The pure divine creator. And then making that usable by the stepping down mechanism and the application. Don't miss out on seeing the fullness of who you are?
I have a feeling I have a bit of a fear of who I am.
Yes, you do. So now that you have the availability of that sixth and seventh dimensional light template, use it. The fear will disappear because you will begin to see a beautiful emanation of yourself that you had been unwilling to see previously. Use your violet flame to remove all obstacles from your view that inhibit you in seeing your beautiful emanation of light that you are, the beautiful creative, pure creativity of you. Examine that fear. What's at the root of that? And be willing and courageously forthright in looking at your beauty.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
I wanted to ask about the 5-minute attention span that we're supposed to use if we want to program or create. But what are we giving attention or energy to?
You're giving your attention and your movement to the fact that you are pure divine creativity, and that you have many options to create. So the intention is to use that seventh dimensional light template effectively in your creations by stepping it down in the sixth and then applying it in the fifth. But the attention point is in the full realization of yourself as a pure creative force. That's the intention of this segment of teachings.
But, I mean, the instruction was to give it, 5 to 7 minutes of attention, and that was in a way, powering it up. Did I misunderstand that?
Yes, you did. It depends on your ability to maintain the attention point, but not limit yourself to any particular time segment. This gets you into that unlimited flow. That's what it's intended to do, the unlimited flow of creation.
Is there an energetic or a program we can build that will help with communication, strengthen?
Yes, with your intention. I mean, it's the same as when you use that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray, and you use the mechanics of that. But in the beginning, you call forth the energetics of that multidimensional light templates that you possess. Pure creativity, the stability in the sixth dimension, and the application in the fifth dimension, which is brought about through the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray.
Could you maybe provide like an example of how to use the 4 templates or the 4 stepping downs?
Yes, if you will re-listen to what I have said to you earlier in this conversation, I very succinctly told you about this stepping down mechanism and how that pure creativity is applied and manifested in the fifth dimension. There was a discussion about that with Mark Kimmel in the question before last. So there was very specific instructions on how to bring that template, the light template of seventh dimension, compress it in the sixth dimension, which has to do with the magnetics, has to do with stability, and it also has to do with fluidity. and then apply it in your fifth dimensional creation.
Okay.
So go over this previous the conversation that I just had with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
This is really exciting. I'm going to do a little run out and see how this sounds.
Okay.
A lot of us in this call are in aging bodies. And what I noticed is that, you know, when I go into the fifth dimensional space where I'm totally in the now, that the whole concept of aging or lineage is tied up with linear time. So when I go into the total now space, I'm existing in a place that's independent of lineage or the past future that's associated with aging. So then I went from there, and when I tune into the seventh dimension of all these vast possibilities, since I'm focusing on the body, my attention is pulled towards the Adam Cadman kind of perfected, purified version of the human form, where I see a body, feel a body that's has a lot of vibrancy in the cells, mental clarity, in addition to all sorts of spiritual gifts like being able to communicate with multiple galactic beings, extreme clairvoyance, et cetera, et cetera. So right now, as a starting, because at this point, since I'm just a beginner, I would like to absorb all that at once, but I'm just going to focus on the vitality and the cells that's present within the Adam Cadman. So I magnetize that into my field, and I hold my attention there, and as long as I'm holding my attention there, I wait to feel that sort of feeling of vibrancy and aliveness being absorbed and felt within the actual cells of my body. And then if I hold my attention there long enough, because that's my present time, that will give my cells the opportunity to absorb some of those Adam Cadman pure perfected human codes into the self. Does that sound like it's
very good? Track? It's a very, yes. Very good process. Now, to that, add the dynamics of that seventh dimensional, that one template, which is pure divine creativity. The energetics, not so much the concepts, but the energetics of that seventh dimensional template.
Mm-hmm.
Pure creativity, divine creativity. So therefore, that bonds with that Adam Cadman template. And as you then compress that and bring it into the fifth dimensional experience, it supports that cellular regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is that aspect of pure creativeness now present. Because you have that template within your body, your physicality now.
So I could even tweak it to something that wasn't initially even contained within the Adam Cadman template if I perceive that possibility as something I want.
Correct.
Oh, very cool.
Very powerful, isn't it?
Yep. I'm going to be flying in no time.
Very good questions, very good concepts that you brought forth. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
This is Sharka.
Yes, Sharka.
I would like, Michael, if you could explain or clarify experience I had with, and if it's relating to what you are teaching us now, I had it from Saturday to Sunday, and that was the time when those 36 artists died in the fire. I remember I woke up, and I woke up from a dream, And I knew that, I believe that there was two dimensions I was in. One was the dream and one was actual experience. I believe that I was there teaching those or helping those artists. I'm an artist myself, so I believe I related to them. I felt like they were lost, not knowing that how they are going to continue to create. I don't know exactly what I was teaching them, but I believe I was teaching them some limited way what they can be doing. When I woke up to that dream, I also felt like I have learned something for myself about how to create with those triangles. Can you please explain to me what was my experience? How can I be using it if it happens again? Because I believe that I'm very receptive to when people die. Each time when there is a huge tragedy with people, a lot of people dying, I experience that effect of it on me. So could you please explain,
well,
Tom?
Well, you have a gift. You have a gift that you have carried on consciously for a number of years. But now that your consciousness is opening with these dimensional templates that you are acquiring, you are able to be in multiple dimensions simultaneously. And this is of value because a lot of time, especially when there are collective deaths in an accident or like a fire, you are called forth in those dimensional regions where the transition out of the body takes place. And you are of value because you always offer something to those beings in transition from your own experience, because you relate to that particular collective. So this is what occurred in your dream state. And the beauty of that is it was a lucid dream, and you are bringing that forth into full consciousness. How does that apply to your life now? Look at that. What is the message for you? Because you always teach what you can learn for yourself and expand your consciousness. So you are in transition, as I have said earlier in this conversation, as a multidimensional traveler, as a multidimensional being of light, and also with the ability to navigate more than one time sequence. So that is of great value to you at this time because it expands your pure creativity from that seventh dimensional light template.
Thank you. It does make sense. But can you please explain, give me an example of those two different time templates, what from this experience, which one was what?
From that experience? Well, you actually navigated no time. You navigated linear time of third dimension, and you navigated fifth dimensional time, which is unlimited. So those three time sequences were in play as you interfaced with that collective group that was transitioning out of the body.
Is it something which I should be focusing on doing, and that's where my uniqueness is, maybe for the future to be more aware of helping people in transition like this?
No, it's not a focus. It's just when it happens, you will be more aware now. When a collective group transitions, you will be called forth. You will either be in the dream state or you'll be in an altered state of some kind. And then you will be aware of your effectiveness during that time frame. But it is not a focus to be strictly focused on at this time. There are too many other things that you need to begin to utilize to open more fully who you are as you navigate the earth.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. thank you for your questions.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
Hi. Could you speak about this particular collective that we're gathered here now? Along the way this year, it was suggested in terms of engagement and disengagement within our collective that if we're perhaps aware of and consciously working with an anomaly, personal genetic lineage or whatnot, that we disengage energetically from the collective while doing that. And could you also comment about engaging as we did in an exercise with bringing all of our individual Merkabahs into the Merkabah of Gaia, and to what extent we engage with offering, shall we say, or interfacing what we're individually experiencing and interfacing with the Merkabah of Gaia. Is that clear?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, let's address this genetic lineage patterns that you disengage from the collective consciousness of the group. That's not totally beneficial.
Right.
Because in the higher frequency of the collective consciousness of this group is very helpful as you transition out of negative patterning. It doesn't mean that you bring that patterning into the collective consciousness, but you use the collective consciousness to help you transition into a different state of consciousness. Do you understand?
Unifying.
Yes.
Right.
Now, as far as the state of this collective consciousness of this particular group, it is a huge state of consciousness that has many different levels to it. Each of the individuals that participate in this collective consciousness bring specific attributes to the collective consciousness that are beneficial to the entire consciousness. So that said, what was the other part of your question?
Well, bringing the individual experience that we have, which is, of course, a part of this collective, into the Merkabah of Gaia and interfacing. Could you talk about that energy dynamic, that interface with Gaia? Do we just stand in our presence? Is it an intentional offering?
It's an intentional offering that you make as you navigate in your Merkaba vehicle at 100% light. In that Merkaba vehicle, you have the individual divine expression being expressed within that vastness of the 100% light of the Merkaba vehicle. And as each of you gather in your personal Merkaba field, gather together as a collective consciousness, as you did when you interfaced with the planetary Merkaba field of the Earth, you impact it dynamically because you reflect to Gaia memories of itself as that more refined consciousness that is held not only within your individuality in the Merkaba field because of the presence of that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates, but because of the collective consciousness that is gathered in mass to imprint the planetary Merkaba. So it's a very dynamic interface. Now, you can do it as the individual, but it is a much more potent interface when you do it as a collective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do notice a distinction in the energetics when I merge with the planetary Merkaba, rather than my personal, focusing, identifying, I guess, in a way, with my personal Merkaba.
Yeah.
And that's just something to notice, right?
Yeah. It's in your observance. And also, again, I reiterate the importance of the conscious awareness of each of those templates that you hold in your body. That fifth dimensional template, the sixth dimensional template, and the seventh dimensional template that we've been discussing this evening. So that those attention points have to be reinforced in this next month. It's very helpful if you reinforce them in the next month.
So looking at the Zay, the on particles, the electromagnetics, the color codes, is there great value in offering the color codes into the first three strands of DNA to the genetic lineage?
Of course there is.
Of each one of us? Yeah.
Yes, of course. Understand, you are pure creativity, and you have that availability of that seventh dimensional template. So however you choose to create change, you have that ability, the pure divine creative force is within you. And that conscious awareness is of extreme importance.
And then it's just simply easily noticing almost the manifestations that are showing up in whatever.
Not just showing up, that you have created.
That we've created, yeah, and that are just manifest, in manifest form.
That you have manifested.
Yeah, it's almost a seamless, sort of fluid, matter-of-fact way in neutrality.
Correct.
The efforting is gone.
Correct. The struggle is gone.
The struggle. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are very welcome.